There's a lot of discussion about peanut allergy, and we're learning more and more about it. Many of our listeners have a relative or friend who has this allergy. So is peanut allergy really becoming more common, or is it something that it's always been there and we're just identifying it?
So it's been interesting to look at the last four decades of allergic diseases in general, asthma, allergic rhinitis, atopic dermatitis, and food allergy, because they're all related. What we've seen in food allergy is a tripling in the last two decades of the disease. Peanut allergy parallels that. It's actually the third most common allergy as far as foods in the U.S., with milk being the most common and egg second. The aura that you hear in the public about peanut allergy is because that's often the one that is associated with life-threatening or life-ending disease, but it's not the most common food allergy that we see. If we compare to the 1980s, again, the prevalence is significantly different, with the same way to diagnose them doing a food challenge to prove that you are allergic. So there is a real difference.
Why? What's triggered this?
So if you look at, I'll digress just a second. If you go to a lecture about diabetes or autoimmune diseases or allergic diseases, that the people presenting those diseases, their first five or six slides are the same. That they talk about the environment, they talk about the change in the microbiome, they talk about diesel particle exhaust, change in other behaviors that we see in the industrialized Western society. All those diseases, what I think of as the immune-related diseases, really have seen changes in the last several decades that we don't see in the non-industrialized societies. And food allergy is just one of those that you see much more common now than you would have several decades ago.
So there is this hypothesis, roughly termed the hygiene hypothesis, that would suggest that, in fact, we should be exposed as infants to dirt,
yes,
to the environment, and that the rise in all of these allergic moments is because we have avoided our environment and a dirty environment when we were kids.
Right. That hypothesis was really put forth in the late 1980s. And there's some really good studies in Eastern Europe from late 1990s, early 2000, in East Germany, taking families that had grown up on a farm. And you have to really dissect out what the differences are, but basically the families that had kids that grew up in a farmhouse with a cow literally in the kitchen exposed to endotoxin and other bacterial contaminants really do have a different prevalence of disease.
Much less.
Much less. How that relates, though, to what we might see here in the inner city, that's really not a clean environment, but it's really different than a cow in the kitchen in East Germany. We don't see that same decreased prevalence in like the inner city here that might be a comparator. So it's not just cleanliness. It's specific things that are introduced early in life that really change our immune system. And the hygiene hypothesis is part of what I alluded to earlier, the changing microbiome, diesel particle exhaust, all those things play a part. I don't think there is one reason. I think it's a combination of them that's still ongoing.
So everybody should take their kids, move to a farm, and roll around in the dirt for a while.
That sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good
to me.
That's right. So if you are concentrating on peanut allergy in specific, are there specific risk factors that separate out those people who have peanut allergy from milk allergy, for example?
Not really. The risk for allergic disease is inherited. Asthma, allergic rhinitis, food allergy, atopic dermatitis together. So if you have a parent that has one of those diseases, the child has about a 40% chance of having one of those diseases. Mother has asthma, the child might have allergic rhinitis. If you have both parents or a parent and a sibling, it goes up to about 60% plus. And again, the child or the parent might have asthma and the child might have food allergy. So it's allergic disease to allergic disease. That's the biggest risk. The only slight risk for peanut allergy is another family member already has it, and then a new child is born. It's a slight increase, but most of the inheritance is allergic disease to allergic disease.
So if you're a parent, let me just refresh this idea. If you're a parent who has asthma or allergic rhinitis, let alone both, your kid has a much higher chance of having any food allergy.
Or any of the allergic diseases.
Any of the
including food allergy.
Including food allergy.